Yeah, stewed chicken, then you have rice in another pot. I've had it that way too, but the best way is a chicken bucket.
I never eat stewed chicken that much, really.
I reckon not, Ben. You come from chicken capital of the world. I can see where you would do that.
Well, you just ate it fried.
Well, we eat a lot of fried chicken. Too.
So anyway, yeah.
Supposed to have a clam bake tonight.
A clam bake?
Yeah, what they call clam bait, we call it putting on a big pot. You just take a clam steamer, which has a bottom in it, a little spigot on it where you can, and you put water in that. And in the other part that has holes in it, drains into this part, you put a layer of clams in the shell, chicken, sausage, potatoes, corn on the cob, pork chops maybe, or any other kind of meat you want to put. Another layer of potatoes, but onions, shrimp, and another layer of clams, you layer it with clams.
Wow.
And then you steam it, and it opens the clams up, and the juice out of the clams goes through all this food, and it flavors it. It's good.
That's a lot of food.
It's a lot of food.
Yeah. Okay. What about the church? Do they put on things, activities?
Yeah, we have things. A lot of times they have fish fries and different things. Usually it's, they don't do a lot of fundraising around here, these churches. Most of it's in-house, you know, with their own people. A lot of them don't go for having church functions to raise money necessarily, like, what do you call it, church bazaars and things like that.
But they have things that the church members do, get together and eat
together and all that. Oh, yeah, they get put together and they have singing conventions or just any kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Any reason to get together and eat, so
how about at a wedding? What kind of people would you have in the wedding besides the two who are getting married?
Well, I'm usually at a lot of them. I've seen a lot of weddings. You have the bride and the groom and the preacher and the bridesmaid, maid of honor, matron of honor, flower girl, ring bearers, best man, father of the bride, the grooms, ushers, and how many attendants you might have, you know, something. You can name them different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sound like an expert.
I'm not an expert, but I've seen a lot of weddings and a lot of funerals.
Yeah. How do they do the funerals? Where do they usually have them at?
Well, used to, they were always at the churches. Now, a lot of them are at the chapels at the funeral homes themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Used to, when we had somebody died in the neighborhood back when we farmed and I was young, you couldn't find a place to park at church. Now, it's hard to get enough people there to even say you had a crowd,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, preacher goes in, generally starts with a few words, and then whoever wants to sing gets up and sings. I mean, after the pallbearers come in and the family comes in, they close the casket and all this starts.
Mm-hmm.
So, what else? That's about it.
Where do they bury people?
In the graveyard or the cemetery, either one you want to use.
Same place. You would call both.
Right. Graveyard or cemetery, graveyard, same thing. Mausoleums, there are a few of those around now, not many.
Is the graveyard at the church or you have a community?
Yes, most of the bigger, older churches have their own cemeteries or graveyards. There's a lot of, like, Brunswick Funeral Service has Brunswick Gardens, which, you know, there's a little bit of that around.
Mm-hmm. But most people are still buried at the church,
so. Yeah,